mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to have some great radio for you. Very informative in this third hour. We're going to have Webster Tarpley, incredible journalist, researcher since the mid-70s, writing and exposing government-sponsored terrorism, making just bombshell point after bombshell point here as we decipher the London bombings and how the globalists carried it out. And then we're going to have John Rappaport riding shotgun with us, another great journalist, as well, and bring up several other issues that connect to this. But let's talk about motives right now, Mr. Tarpley. The Patriot Act's in trouble here. The national ID cards are in trouble in the United Kingdom. The people want Tony Blair out. They want out of Iraq. They're setting dates to pull out. Our government's demanding it. Bush is in trouble for the Karl Rove situation, selling out Valerie Plame. Now Fox News comes on and says he deserves a medal for selling out innocent CIA agents just to burn some ambassador. I mean, these guys are getting more and more over the top, Webster.
I would see this, it's a kind of a conflict and dialogue relation between the government that you see, right, the Bush, Cheney, Rice, Rumsfeld, the rest of this, and the actual aggressive rogue networks that operate behind the scenes. Let me just point out a couple of things, a pattern, since the beginning of May. On May 11th, we had a small plane approaching the White House. Panic scenes, Congress evacuated, Supreme Court, White House evacuated.
It's happened twice now.
It's happened more than twice. On May 18th, we have a lob hand grenade tossed near Bush in Tbilisi, Georgia. On June 29th, we have another small plane approaching Washington, the Capitol, the Congress this time evacuated amid scenes of panic. And then on the afternoon of July 2nd, we have three small planes approaching Bush's Camp David retreat up here in the Catoctin Mountains, a couple of miles from where I am, and this was not even reported. This was stuck on the Metro page of the Washington Post.
Yeah, I only knew about two of the aircraft incidents.
Well, they were the third, so I think what you have there is there are four things right there. Now, it seems to me the invisible government is signaling Bush, and this is the way that they talk, or they're prodding him.
Do exactly what we want, or we're going to Reagan you.
Exactly, and that means, what is it that they want? Remember Scott Ritter, back in January, had given this speech saying
they want Bush to sacrifice himself for them politically.
I think, and it probably involves the attack on Iran. That was what Scott Ritter thought. And
Israel says they're going in by the end of summer.
Well, this is what I think is plausible. I had a chance to talk to a pretty good CIA analyst, retired on July 3rd, and he said what Scott Ritter meant to say was that Bush had ordered everything to be in readiness for an attack at the end of June. Now, maybe everything is not in readiness, but I think that's
well,
the
it's
issue.
Just like Iraq. They were ready a year before. Everybody thought it was March 02. It was March 03.
And we have to remember Seymour Hersh has been saying for a while that there were already teams on the ground. There were already overflights. There's talk now about getting some troops out of Iraq, and it looks to me like those 6,000 British troops in Iraq are going to go to Afghanistan, which would position them for
the
a war with Iran.
The eastern flank, yeah.
And the other thing is, I think the other thing that adds urgency to all of this that people may not have noticed, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, so we're talking Russia, China, Kyrgyzia, Uzbekistan, the former Soviet Central Asian Republics, Tajikistan, and so forth, they have put out a very interesting call, basically an ultimatum, saying the U.S. has to get out of the bases that were seized in Central Asia right after 9/11. And remember, that was the big event on 9/11, was the Putin-Bush telephone call, where Bush said, we want bases in Central Asia, and Putin, for various reasons of his own, said, fine, go ahead.
Well, there were already 44,000 U.S. and 17,000 British troops in some of the stands.
Right. Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzia seem to be the main ones that are publicly announced. But if they lose those, they lose the ability to wage war in Iran. So I think that there's a great urgency now to get the attack on Iran going. And, of course, Bush's natural mode is to do nothing. He just settles into inertia.
All right. I want to talk about more about the Iran situation and get the take as well of John Rappaport. Two incredible minds joining us. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Two real giants when it comes to their analytical and historical skills, with their track records exposing and being able to pierce this fog of propaganda. Webster Tarpley, who's been on with us for about 20 minutes, and then, of course, John Rappaport, who I had on a little bit in the third hour yesterday. We didn't get to cover it all, so we had him back on. We're going to continue with the discussion of government-sponsored terrorism, the pretext for control, get Rappaport and Tarpley's take on that, their analysis of that, and then come up in about 30 minutes, we're going to shift gears and get into the avian flu, which is clearly the New World Order gearing up to perhaps even release that to radically re-engineer society. I mean, they're saying it's going to happen. I'm not saying that. They're saying it. And how this all ties into the move to restrict and ban vitamins. And I don't even know if we'll have time to take calls. I know we have loaded phones. I'm sorry. It's just with these two men on, we've got to cover all the information. A new development, two more WTC workers claim bombs in North Tower basement. Greg Zeminski doing his great reporting. This is on PrisonPlanet.com. Two more WTC workers have come forward with eyewitness testimony that a huge explosion ripped apart the lower levels of the North Tower about the same time that a jetliner rammed into the top floors. The pair not only reported hearing the underground blast, but they were both injured, one suffering severe burns of the face, arms, and hands, and the other cuts and bruises after they were being trapped in a stalled basement elevator. And, of course, we have the firefighters saying bombs, then being told to shut up. I'm in contact with a bunch of them right now. You may be hearing some of them on the air very soon. In fact, you will. And we have rescue workers saying they found the black boxes and being told by the FBI, keep your mouth shut. Why don't they want you to hear that? We have Silverstein saying he blew up Building 7, and then nobody's supposed to talk about that. All of this, but in the last 30 minutes, we got into the history of government-sponsored terrorism. There are literally dozens of admitted examples of the British, Putin, the Russians, our government, carrying out terror against their enemies to blame it on them, and then they go on NPR, again, like Kermit Roosevelt, leading the terror attacks against Mossadegh, and then blaming Mossadegh, and then he bragged about it. They're so proud of themselves, Kermit Roosevelt. And so I wanted to get a comment on Kermit Roosevelt and Iran from Webster Tarpley, and then we're going to get the latest developments from Mr. Rappaport concerning the bombings in London and these drills and how they're the perfect cover. But Webster, I know you're familiar with the whole Mossadegh situation, but did you know Kermit Roosevelt came right out and admitted all of it before he died?
That's fairly well known, that he was the CIA officer who was in charge of overthrowing Mossadegh in Iran. I have a chapter about that in my book, which is simply to say what is today called Islamic fundamentalism of the destructive type is largely a synthetic product of what the British and the U.S. have done to these countries. Here was Mossadegh. He was a perfectly reasonable nationalist, secular. He happened to nationalize the oil money, the oil companies, and therefore the British and the U.S. were determined to overthrow him, and they were perfectly happy to have the Shah or then Khomeini. Anybody is better than a kind of a normal, secular nationalist.
And well, Kermit bragged about how he and a 10-man team smuggled across the border in 2 months, paid all these people to carry out bombings. They printed up handbills in every city saying Mossadegh did it, up with communism, up with Mossadegh, and then he admits they did the bombings. I mean, they just, how arrogant is that?
Well, that's, of course, the CIA boasting after the fact. Just to go back to the bombs, I think some of the reports that you're citing have been inspired by William Rodriguez, that I've been on the road with him in Europe. We visited 8 cities in the Jimmy Walter 9/11 reopened 9/11 European tour, and Rodriguez was there in every city, basically putting out his personal story on 9/11 with explosions going off in the basement of the North Tower where he was the janitor and had the.
Well, I've been told this by firefighters, and we've had Rodriguez on. I've been told this by firefighters, and I call them back to have them on. They go, look, I've been told to shut up. Let's go to John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. John, we talked about this yesterday. Everybody I talked to, people who were skeptics in the past of the government-sponsored terror paradigm, why are they seeing through this particular event so clearly, John?
9/11 and the Internet. You know, people have been prepared now to look at it in a completely different way within seconds of the event happening. And so the paradigm is really changing. And so people immediately become very, very acute in looking at what the cover stories are.
If the paradigm totally shifts, will the globalists keep carrying out terror?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they will try. But as we discussed at the end of the show yesterday, when the resistance becomes great enough and you have the two sides pushing at each other, the exposure factor of the terrorists and who's behind them, the real people, becomes impossible to suppress.
And the whistleblower levels are going to go up.
Whistleblower levels will go up. You'll get ordinary Americans demanding to get into their congressmen's offices and sitting down and talking to them and saying, you know, the jig is up. You guys can't do this anymore.
The mainstreaming.
The mainstreaming. The pressure is going to be so great. But listen, in reference to what Webster was just saying, let me tell you a story that was told to me some years ago by several different people, but in particular, a guy who left Iran at the time that the Shah was overthrown. And this story has been repeated several times. He said to me, listen, did you know that the Shah was in the process of building the biggest plastics factory in the world? I said, no, I never heard about that. He said, well, you got to figure, he's got all the oil. He was in the process of putting this together with the ambition of moving his country off the you know, the planetary chessboard of being a colony and becoming a major industrial player, trading with Europe, trading all over the place, and the plastics factory was his really, you know, that was going to be the apex.
So it's not just, and I'd read that too and heard that, it's not just getting rid of Mossadegh in 53. Even their boy, the Shah, wasn't playing ball, and it's admitted that Reagan's giving him weapons, making backroom deals, that whole deal was basically a staged event with the hostages.
I think if you add it all up, it's about $55 to $60 billion of 1978 money, including nuclear plants, steel mills, new ports, new cities, new public transit, new railway system.
Bottom line, they're not going to let Iraq industrialize. They're not going to let Serbia do it. Anybody tries to industrialize that isn't owned by the central banks, they're going to get overthrown.
Of course, because the way the game is played, the way the whole structure is built, Alex, is there is, you know, a game board. And these elites have determined, okay, these areas are colonies, and these areas, you know, really make the money and control politically the whole situation. And
that's what Thomas Barnett, the Naval War College,
says. Let me just interject one other thing, because there's more to this story. So this guy said to me, are you people in America completely stupid? Do you think that the Shah's forces, you know, the secret police and soldiers and everything, wouldn't be able to stop a ragtag revolution of students that would bring Khomeini out of Paris into power? Do you really think that it wasn't the Americans, especially Haig, who came over and gave the order that these forces of the Shah had to stand down?
And then they double-crossed the Shah after they took him out, put in Khomeini, and then double-crossed Khomeini and had an Iran-Iraq war. Let's get a comment from Webster Tarpley.
Yes, well, actually, Haig didn't go himself. He sent his deputy, General Heuser. But there's no doubt that the Zbigniew Brzezinski had decided at that point that Islamic fundamentalism of the most benighted kind was going to be the card he would play against the Soviets, and he needed Iran as a large base from which to do that.
And he bragged about that in the grand chessboard. Mr. Rappaport, sounded like you wanted to finish something.
No, I mean, I just wanted to, you know, go on to a little bit of new information that I have about the London bombing, because I think it's very specific and interesting. I have been in communication with somebody who I'm going to keep their name to myself for the moment, but here's the situation with the bus and the cameras. First of all, the skin of that bus is very thin aluminum, so therefore the sides and the roof are not very strong, and an upstairs blast would immediately remove the top of the bus and release all the pressure. Now, these cameras take still pictures, JPEGs, at three-second intervals, and they're collected on a removable hard drive located downstairs in the bus in a compartment behind the driver. Per bus, there's about four cameras monitoring the inside and about four the outside.
Yeah, that's what I said. I looked it up. They got four cameras. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's about eight altogether, four inside and four outside.
Yeah, that's what
so
I read.
So if the downstairs was reasonably undamaged, then these TV images still exist. These cameras were not so destroyed, if you look at the pattern of the blast, that they were not able to get the pictures. They have suppressed the picture. Because
let's get a comment from Mr. Tarpley on
Let
that.
Me just comment on this: these arrests in Leeds. This is so full of contradictions that it's impossible. Here are people who are supposedly suicide bombers. Nevertheless, they have bombs in backpacks that are based on sophisticated military explosives and with timers. These are people with no political or ideological past. They've simply been to Pakistan. My guess is they went to Pakistan for family visits. They were lured into Afghanistan, if they were, on the basis of maybe being drug runners, mules, and somehow they were lured back to London with the idea that they were going to carry some packages around.
Well, that's exactly what I and Paul Watson are saying. From all the evidence, it looks like they were decoys, thinking they were part of a drill or a drug deal.
That these were dupes. In other words, these were patsies in the classic sense of being complete dupes who had no idea what they were doing.
John Rappaport, do you agree with that analysis?
Yeah, absolutely. That would make perfect sense, because you're not going to get these people, you know, this one kid who is like teaching in a school for disadvantaged children, whatever, and he's carrying a bomb.
Sounds like a classic guy.
With three other people, and they're laughing and joking and enjoying themselves and having a good time. knowing that they're going to die?
Stay there. Got to break.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The global crime bosses are very smart. They have a lot of different analysts working for them, but they also have become very arrogant. John Rappaport and I have the same question for Webster Tarpley, really a two-part question. Do you think they're surprised by how fast people have exposed them, number one? And then number two, what do you think the globalist next move is going to be? What do you see happening in the near term?
Well, I think there is a kind of a hubris, right? Whom the gods would destroy, they first drive mad. And these people are now heroin addicts of terrorism. They have nothing but terrorism as a myth around which to organize society. It's pervaded every aspect of of daily life. It seems to me, though, remember, what the goal is to get the war going with Iran and then use that, if necessary, for martial law, state of siege, whatever you want to call it. There are some signs, given that Birmingham farce that Tony Blair put on a couple of nights after the bombs went off in London. You can see that he is flirting with the idea of using the British Civil Contingencies Act to begin putting in the state of siege. It seems to me they are confident, or they delude themselves, that they can overwhelm opposition with something like that. I would call for the following, though. I have been trying for a number of years to get a independent international truth commission into 9/11 and into Madrid and now into London and into related issues going. And there's going to be a kind of a gathering here in Washington, D.C., on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of July at American University. It's called the Truth Convergence, and you can look it up. It's being organized by a guy called Gabriel Day.
All right, let me get a comment on all of this from John Rappaport. John?
Yeah. I think they are surprised to a degree, but as Webster says, their hubris is so gigantic that they automatically try to discount any sort of resistance or penetration of their cover ops and all of that. However, my feeling is that we could be seeing what they're going to call a biological incident in the United States.
All the indicators show they're gearing up for that or suitcase nukes.
And I would,
and then the
because, you know,
up.
In order for them to clamp down with even more martial law than anything we've seen so far in Patriot Act stuff, is they need something else. They need something more right here to convince the American people that, you can't forget 9/11 because they're just going to keep on coming. And
Webster, do you agree with John?
I think you have to assume that something like this could happen. I would focus on a stratum of people. These are largely leftists, but they're people who are a guide to a larger area of public opinion. If you look at somebody like Noam Chomsky, Amy Goodman, Greg Palast, Arundhati Roy, Michael Moore, The Nation magazine, or in Britain, this guy Galloway or Tony Benn. Here you have people who are anti-Bush, anti-Iraq war, but they haven't been able to make the leap to state-sponsored terrorism in regard to 9/11, Madrid, and what they are doing now seems to be pretty much in that groove. Somebody like Chomsky in particular, if Chomsky were to finally have a Damascus Road conversion and say, there are conspiracies, my God, 9/11 was state-sponsored terrorism, and so is the rest of this stuff, you could have a shift of about 10 or 15%. I'm sure among conservatives, there are people of this type who need to make
That's
the
already
jump.
Happening. That's already happening with Paul Craig Roberts and William, Morgan Reynolds. Let me get a comment on that from John.
Yeah, absolutely. If somebody like Chomsky suddenly showed up and said, you know, I really realize now here's what's happening, or this is what happened on 9/11, this is what happened in London, he would be a very key figure. He's extremely resistant. He's extremely backed up into a corner like a giant bloated ego when it comes to people who come to his lectures and say, yeah, but who really killed JFK? He gets so pissed off and so red in the face that he doesn't.
Well, I've had him on. I mean, he's obviously controlled. I mean, he's at MIT. Amy Goodman's on the pay of the Ford Foundation. That's admitted. So these left gatekeepers, they're there to make sure the left doesn't wake up.
Well, I think in Chomsky's case, it's more a matter of his own. Put it this way: his gigantic ego on this issue, plus the fact that he really does know that his position, such as it is, could be completely destroyed if he were to cross that threshold that Webster's talking about.
I would hope that we could get something in the direction of an independent international truth commission on 9/11. Again, this meeting at American University at the a weekend after next. I think it's important for conservatives to come to this as well as leftists and talk about how to educate public opinion so when these things happen, people have an even quicker response of not believing it and beginning to look at the government.
All right, Webster, we're gonna keep you a few more minutes on the other side and let you plug your book and stuff. Then we're going to continue with John Rappaport. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Bottom line, folks, if we don't expose who is behind the terrorism, if we don't expose who stands to gain from it and who has the admitted history of doing it, it's over for our society. That's why you've got to visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, 15 cents a day. Burn unlimited copies off the computer onto disk. Give them to people. Tell them to watch it. Tell them to go to martiallaw911.info. We have an entire bibliography. Every document in the film is on that website. Every claim we make is right there on the site. A bibliography for the film. Go to prisonplanet.tv, get a membership, hear all our best radio interviews. See all 12 of my films, dozens of other films we posted. My book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV report. prisonplanet.tv, support us so we can fight this thing. And get a hard copy of Road to Tyranny on DVD or VHS. Get a hard copy of Martial Law. Expose who's behind 9/11. We know you know the truth now. If you've already gotten copies from me, make copies of the copies you've got. Take action. We can't do this alone. We're on the edge of turning this thing around. Believe me, if they've got their feelers out, if they know people aren't going to buy a massive attack, an even bigger attack, they may not do it. But I know they would have already done it. They were already geared up for their bio release 2 years ago, but they didn't do it because their own first responders refused to take the smallpox vaccine. People just, somebody might tell you they trust the government, folks, but the cops don't trust them. Okay? We know instinctively. Everybody's got in the back of their mind all the things they've read and heard, the things they know are true. So go to InfoWars.com to order any of my videos or other books and videos I carry. I got a whole bookstore there at InfoWars.com off the secure shopping cart. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get an online membership, or call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Don't wait. Take action. Don't wish later that you would have done something. Believe me, these videos are waking folks up. Webster Tarpley, how do folks get your new book, 9/11 and Synthetic Terror, and what are some of the websites they should visit?
Well, there are two ways. I guess one way is to go to Amazon. If you go to Amazon, they have a special offer where you can get 9/11 Synthetic Terror, my new book just published now in April, as well as the unauthorized biography of Bush the Elder, Bush 41. And you get both of those, I think, for $29, and the shipping is free. So that's, on the whole, I guess, a reasonable offer. Otherwise, you can go to progressivepress.com. That's my publisher out in Southern California, and he will also meet any orders. But at the moment, it would be good for the progress of the book if you get it through Amazon, because if you drive up the Amazon ranking, then that helps me get into bookshops, which is not an easy thing to do.
All right, in 60 seconds closing, nutshell, for people that just joined us, what happened with the London bombings?
Yeah, London, Scotland Yard, British police knew in advance. They warned Netanyahu. I think they probably warned others. There are various sources on that. Visor Consultants was running a terror drill in pretty much the same stations, pretty much the same time. It looks to me like the British intelligence, MI5, MI6, looked through their London patsy pool, which is immense, Brixton Mosque, Finsbury Mosque. They needed, however, people who are not sophisticated. They need naive people who are not going to look inside the backpacks that they're given. So they go up to Leeds and they get some naive young guys.
These were just happy kids, no connection to extremism, told they were currying drugs or part of a drill.
Or something like that. They're going to get big money for a few hours of work. These guys go with their credit cards and their ID cards. Nobody in his right mind can send anybody out on a terror mission if they've got identification, because it means if you grab one of them, the whole thing can be rolled up within
a matter
of minutes.
And then nobody takes credit for it. Turns out the Al-Qaeda taking credit, that was fake, a website linked to Bush.
A website here in Maryland, not so far away, and it's basically in a chat room, so it's not a well-established website. And then you have the fact that one of these poor guys had an 8-month-old child. It just doesn't make any sense. It looks to me like these are simply dupes who were sent out there, and now we're supposed to believe that they took the credit cards with them because they wanted to be identified.
And now they're going to tell their wives, we're going to kill you if you don't go on TV and admit it.
And it also would seem that the British establishment has concluded that the only way they can keep themselves in power with Tony Blair and so forth is to play 2 million Muslims, who are very numerous up there in northern England, in the Manchester to Leeds area, especially to play them against the rest of the British population. So divide and conquer.
That's exactly it, Webster. And at the very same time, we have just ID cards, more cameras, secret arrest, total police state. And the people are absolutely outraged, but now they can rally around Tony Blair. Webster, thanks for coming on.
I would just hope that people would come to Washington on the 22nd to 24th at American University. We're going to try to organize an independent international truth commission over the next month to break this lever of terrorism that is used to control world public
opinion. All right, good. I'll have to have somebody on about that. Thank you, Webster.
Okay, bye-bye.
Always good to hear from you. Go ahead, John.
Well, we were discussing when we were off the radio here. Here's what people need to look for. When I said I think that they're going to try a biological incident in the United States, that's the cover story. People have to realize this whole thing about, you know, the flu pandemic and millions dying, this is a cover story. This is total baloney. You're not going to get anything like this. Germs don't work that way. Germs work in immune-suppressed populations. And they work for a certain period of time, and then they go away. This is what Ebola is all about and all of these things. But they can say it's a biological incident. They take a small town somewhere or an area somewhere in a small city in the United States, and they say, oh, my God, people are dying, and they bring in all the medical honchos, and they put a cordon around the whole place, which makes it very focused. You've got news anchors from every major network 24/7 around there.
And they just have three or four of their CIA scientists, the rest don't even know it, in a petri dish go, oh, look, we found the pathogen.
We found the pathogen. What it really was a chemical. They sprayed it, they planted it, whatever they did to it. They know how the chemical acts. They know what it does. They know how long it lasts. They call it a disease. They say there's a germ. And somebody says, oh, look, I found it. They do a vaccine or they do a drug or they do whatever. The medical people are the heroes, and they say that they have conquered it and blah, blah, blah. But in the meantime, they have totally clamped down in a situation of emergency, martial law, closed down transportation.
We're under bio attack. We can't have people on the radio saying it's the government.
And you can't have people assembling in public because of the communicability of the disease. This is the beautiful part from their point of view.
And riots have broken out as people are demanding food. The army's got to come in. And after the crisis, we will never emerge from total martial law. And this is what the government and the Pentagon has been setting the table for decades. They've been obsessed with it. And they say it's not a question of if, but when it happens. And when they do, they have the national draft. We become their total slaves. And the New World Order is fully born, John.
Well, this next incident is going to be a step on the road. They do this in steps. They keep on the next step, and then the next step, and then the next step. And at each point, they boil the frog more and more and slowly, and they keep on taking rights away from people, and they keep on saying, we're doing this in your interest, and people keep nodding and saying, whatever you guys want to do, just keep me safe and all that.
What are the indicators, because I've come to the same realization as you, John, as a journalist, what are the indicators that have brought you to this point?
Well, it started in 1987, and, you know, when I wrote my first book, AIDS, Inc., which is part of my website, No More Fake News, there I could see, okay, look, they're claiming they have found a virus that causes AIDS. That is total crap. There is no scientific evidence that some germ called HIV causes something called AIDS.
It's a cover for a bunch of other stuff.
That's a whole other story. But what I did see was, wow, what an incredible cover story, because now they can go into Africa and they can say this area is off limits and that area is off limits and you can't assemble and you can't talk. And you can't.
And in some areas, 45% of the country has it with people who've never even had sex.
Of course, and now we move in and we take over all the resources, which is what we're going to do anyway. So we move into this area and we start up all kinds of agribusiness and mining operations, and we do this and that and the other thing. And we come in behind this preposterous scientific thesis with toxic drugs and toxic vaccines that kill people right and left. And when they die,
and John,
we
can't,
say, well, they died from the germ.
And we can't argue with the scientists.
Yeah, you see, this is the last gigantic taboo. The medical scientists are the priests of the 20th and 21st century. You know, everything they say, people accept, especially in a situation of great urgency and danger. And this, the test runs for this. You saw SARS, West Nile, avian flu, all of these kinds of
things. A few months ago, Bush signed the order for mass quarantines.
Exactly. And so all of these things are just test runs. Those germs, if they even located any, were completely harmless. They have nothing to do with anything as far as human beings are concerned. But they wanted to see, in the case of SARS, for example, what will happen if we target a major Western industrial city and we cut off transportation and businesses close down and so forth. What level, if any, of resistance are we going to see from the population?
Well, also the media.
So that city became Toronto.
Also, the media uses that as a conditioning mode worldwide to teach you how to respond and behave.
Exactly. And so they ran that test and they said, gee, guess what? We succeeded. Although there were all kinds of, you know, screams and yells from Canadian authorities and this and that. Basically, everybody in Toronto just went about their business. You didn't have any massive lawsuits filed afterwards by businesses that were put out of commission by SARS. You didn't have the tourist industry suddenly get up on their hind legs and say, hey, we got some reports from journalists that say that this germ is a complete farce and a hoax, and we're going to sue the World Health Organization, we're going to sue everybody in sight to recover our lost money. None of that happened. So they said, this worked out very well. Let's try it again. So now they're on with the avian flu and that whole business. They run these tests. They learn. They do after postmortem reports. They do task force reports. And then they say, okay, so when's the next one? What is it going to be? Where
they have local drills all over the Western world, training local police to instantly acquiesce authority to the centralized control system.
You got it. And that's the way it works.
Do you think they're going to do it, though? I mean, they're gearing up for it. Do you think, I mean, why do they want to do this, John?
Well, they want to do it because it's all about control. It's like, okay, we want to find the best way to control people and get them to give up their rights. And what's the best rubric under which we can do this? And somebody pipes up medical, and they all go, wow. You know, this was like 25, 30 years ago. Wow, wow, yeah. Because under medical, you see, everybody stands up and salutes. Nobody says, you guys are crazy. Nobody says, this is a leftist plot or a rightist plot. Everybody says, wow, this is just about medical. And so if we can link this to terrorism, then we've got it, because now we can say, you know, Al-Qaeda, knapsacks full of viruses, and everybody go, wow, okay. And so we have to give up our rights.
And let me show you how easy this is. They just follow some local Muslim pilot who says a doctor in Albuquerque, New Mexico. This is hypothetical. They wait for the proper time. He goes for his once-a-week flight. They tell a group of special forces that, hey, well, there's some terrorists in the area. We got to deploy you here. They're waiting around in a farmhouse with a helicopter out back for a week. They go, okay, we've got the word. He's got the spray tanks. He's flying. We believe he's spraying the city. Helicopter goes up, missiles him down. They show the wreckage. We don't know what happened. 5 days later, the outbreak begins. Oh, my gosh. And then there's your whole cover story.
Sure, or I'll give you,
I hate to give them ideas.
I'll give you even a simpler way they can do this. People start dying. That's the first thing. And then all of a sudden, everybody rushes in. They cordon off the city with soldiers, with medical personnel, blah, 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 CIA. And then they say, wreckage was found. We just found wreckage. This plane was crashed. There was a Muslim on board. He released these germs, blah, 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 blah. You know, so they
and they'll even say miraculously in the fire that the plastic ID wasn't burned.
Yeah,
just like 9/11 or just like the London bombing.
Yeah, we found his hand outside clutching his driver's license, you know. Yeah, that's it. And then everybody stands up and salutes, and they say, what do you want us to do?
We're going to have a national draft. We're going to have lockdowns. We're going to have curfews. Sorry, it's just the way it is.
And the major word will be quarantine.
And Limbaugh's even warming up now, going, in World War II, we arrested you if you criticized the government time of war. Not just Savage and others now saying it. You know, they got the icon out there as well, Paul Harvey. So they're really pre-positioning.
Oh, yeah. You bet. They're doing it.
So, John Rappaport, I mean, is there any hope?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, when people cross that threshold in enough numbers, you know, whatever the millions is that are necessary to say, you know, this is all a hoax, this is all unbelievable, then all of a sudden the whole thing begins to fall apart. And I could go back and quote you chapter and verse on what happened when I published AIDS, Inc. in 1988.
We'll have you on about that, but John Rappaport, here's an example. My website, you know, already gets each one of them about 9 million visitors a month to each of my, well, my two biggest sites get that. The others get about a third of that. But in the last week, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, you know, they have the big rating services out there. People can check it. You can rate it. I mean, when I'm getting to each website 2-3 million individual visitors per website per day, and we've even got computer programs that'll track how many of those IPs are totally different. So let's say just on my website, the last 7 days, 6 million individual people came to it. And then the news we've been putting out has been on probably 50 sites, 20 of them as big or bigger than my site. Duplicate those numbers. We did this a few nights ago. We're looking at probably 50 million people in the U.S. and England that have read the stories I've written. How many are reading the stories you've written? I mean, Bill O'Reilly, to put this in context, his biggest night ever on the O'Reilly Factor is 2.8 million listeners. You were on Coast to Coast last night with 16 million an hour. So I mean, the point is that the illusion is they're bigger than us, but John, they're not even as big as we are now.
That's right. And as you said, and as we talked about earlier, look at the speed of the reaction now to the London bombings. Within hours, you had people publishing pieces and saying and writing, this is a hoax, this is not real.
But, John, all they've got going for them, though, is even though we're the majority, we still don't realize our power and don't realize how big we've gotten. Go ahead.
That's right. We don't. So we have to take that and digest it, say, we're gigantic. And what Webster was talking about earlier, you know, this International Truth Commission, you bring enough people on board and you start enough tours and you start enough reports and lectures and this and that, and you've got whole populations starting to make the connection.
It's a saying in football, you cannot stop the run. And we just got to keep sending them up the middle, man. Boom,
right.
Boom.
One after another. And they begin to fall back, and they begin to get exposed, and whistleblowers start coming out of the closet. And the stories are breaking too fast for the major media to even cover them up.
And we have millions and millions of minds watching, tracking what they're doing, feeding us, pointing out things to us. We've got really a giant private intelligence agency, John.
Yes, absolutely. Now all we have to do is improve our PR a little bit and watch out.
We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
And folks, that's not hype. I mean, I was talking to John Rappaport. I wish you could hear the conversations we have off air. I am humbled. I mean, I am blown away. It freaks me out to have, more listeners and viewers than the biggest show on cable news TV. And I don't have the biggest alternative news site, folks, out there. I mean, it's really happening. And just thank God it is. I mean, that's God's promise that if we'll stand up and take action, And many of you will say, well, why haven't you been killed? There's too many John Rappaports and Webster Tarpleys. There's too many Paul Joseph Watsons. I mean, everybody's waking up to this. There's people making better points than I make. That makes us all safer. And I was asking you, John, during the break, you know, are the globalists just have incredible hubris, or do they realize what's happening? But then I think back to history. They've had pretty smart elites before, but they never seem to figure out just how big the threat is. Tell us about it.
No, they don't know how big the threat is. They don't really understand it, and they don't want to understand it. They want to downplay it completely and pretend that it doesn't mean anything. But you see that their problem is that if they were suddenly to realize the degree of the threat, and they were to take, you know, really draconian measures like, you know, shutting down, say, all your sites and other major important sites and so forth, then it would be tantamount to a rank admission that they understand that the truth is coming out and they have to stop it. And then
also,
everybody would
that
know
would
all
probably,
what's going on.
That would probably panic their own people, too.
It would, indeed. It would,
well,
indeed.
Well, we are having big British ISPs blocking Prison Planet InfoWars. That's confirmed.
Mm-hmm. Well, the information is getting through because there's so many other sites that are reprinting your information and your articles, as well as mine, that, you know, it gets through one way or another, because I've gotten a whole lot of emails out of England since I started writing about the bombing.
Well, you're doing a fabulous job, John, and we don't have a choice. I mean, if we weren't exposing them, things would already be worse. I mean, they were already planning something. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. That's right. It has already had a tremendous effect, and it continues to have that effect.
But it's a catch-22. Then they'll need to carry out an even bigger event to try to smokescreen this. But at a certain point, that won't help them. It'll be like throwing gasoline on a fire.
Absolutely, because the more that people wake up, the more they see through the next, you know, the next operation, the next cover-up. At every point, people get smarter and faster. And so,
I don't want to use the evolution term like in classic evolution, but as a species, politically, we've gotten pretty dumb, but it seems like now there's an acceleration in the evolution of understanding.
Yeah, I agree completely. There are a whole lot of people out there who, you know, understand as a result of 9/11 what happened in London. They just understand that because they went into 9/11. My, you know, little ordeal by fire, so to speak, was the Oklahoma bombing, because I wrote about that extensively in 1995. So when 9/11 came on, I said, well, you know, I mean,
me too.
This is the same deal.
No, same thing, and it's always the same M.O., always the same operation. Why do you think Mr. Visor Consultant got so upset?
Yeah, absolutely, and continues to be upset, because people came back at him and said, you know, you might think you're being cute and interesting, but we know what you're really saying. And now his back is up against the wall.
Has he responded again?
No, I haven't heard anything more from him, but I know from that email that he sent to me that you reprinted in on the Prison Planet that he was obviously very upset.
Well, also, John, we also learned who their operatives are in the so-called alternative media. We were getting the exact same statements out of people before he even released them.
Wow.
So we got the script. Yeah, we can really identify who they are. All right, John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. Incredible books and materials there. Check them out. Thank you so much, John, for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. I really appreciate it.
I want to get an update from you in the next few weeks, all right?
It's a deal.
Thank you. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. A lot of news we didn't get a chance to cover at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. God bless.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.